Alrighty, everybody, welcome. Can you just make sure that you can hear me? If you can just type a yes in the chat, Amy, that would be great if you can just make sure that I'm able to be heard. I'll take that as a yes. There we go. Awesome. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. If you don't mind, if you can make sure that you have your line muted. I get easily distracted, so you can do me the honor and pleasure of muting your line so that I can not be distracted. I'd really appreciate that. I will open up for Q&A at the end, so anything that you have questions about, rest assured that we will get to all of your questions. I'm you know, big fan of staying until the end to make sure everybody's questions are answered. So first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for being on this call. I'm so happy to be here with you all. On this lovely I was gonna say Tuesday, it's Thursday. Goodness. Okay. So this is Masterful Mindset. I'm gonna just take a moment to introduce myself. My name is Michelle McEllis. I have been coaching for over 15 years. I have my BCC and my master's in e-commerce and online. So I do a lot of like businessy stuff and online. I love the online environment. So that's kind of my background. I've been with ILCT since 2014. Hard to believe it's been that long, but it's been absolutely wonderful and been so blessed by it. I also host a podcast called Divorce Sucks, Your Life Doesn't Have To. And most of all, my most important thing is that I am a mom to two awesome kiddos. So that's just a little bit about me, kind of a little perspective. So just to kind of give you an agenda of what we're going to cover today, first, I do a little introduction about the course. Or about the call, rather. What is mindset? We're going to cover that. And then we're going to dive into a little bit about fixed and growth mindset. You've probably heard that from the books Mindset by Carol Dweck. And then somebody's got their line muted or unmuted. Amy, if you can mute them for me, I'd appreciate that. And then we're going to dive into the six core beliefs. And then I'm going to introduce you to this the new course that we have called Masterful Mindset. And then I will open the line to Q&A. And again, I always stay until the end. So I will honor your time and I will be done before the hour's up. But if you have questions and we go over that time, that's totally fine. So don't feel like you're compressed to get your question in real fast kind of thing. We'll be here and I'll answer anything that you need me to answer. So I want to kind of start us off with this quote. I love this one by Steve Marbal. Once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change along with it. And that leads me to this next statement of every success we have is truly an inside job. So every success that we have, every thing that we think and do and are all starts from the inside, and that's our mindset. So I want to just give you a little background because I think it's important to understand kind of the perspective that got me to this point that I want to share this information, how it all kind of came to be and all that. So growing up, I always had a growth mindset looking back on kind of the things I did and things I thought and everything. But there was also a lot of roadblocks in my mind. I was very frustrated. I couldn't figure out like what was I doing wrong? There was people who were being far more successful around me, and it drove me nuts because I was like, what's going on? Like, why can they be successful and I'm not at the successful level that I want to be? Not that I had to be them, but just that, I needed to do something more and I couldn't figure that out. So fast forward in 2013, I went through a divorce. And that took me over 2 years and cost me over $50,000. And I was in constant fear of my house being foreclosed on. So the question is, why do I share this? I want you to know where I come from because I think it's important. I've had my struggles. I've had the down parts. There's nothing worse than fearing every single day that your house is going to get foreclosed on. It was in this constant state of fear, and I was faced with so much change in such a short amount of time. I had two kids to take care of. I had a really extensive legal battle. I was in court for every month for 2 years, and I could not have imagined all this kind of chaos. It struck me so quickly. So what I do know is that at that point, I had to make a decision, either rise up and transform my life or cower down and die. And I wasn't going to, let that happen because I'm going to have my kids. And so I rose up from the chaos, I did the hard work and transformed my life and the life of my kids and ultimately changed the trajectory of our lives. So my hope is that in sharing what I've learned and the work I have done with my mindset, with my clients and help them with their mindset, that'll help you transform your mindset and ultimately equip you to help you with your clients transform theirs. Okay, so the question is, what is mindset? You know, we talk about it, but what does it actually mean? It's our thoughts, that's part of it. It's also our attitudes toward things. It's our beliefs, whether it's our beliefs about ourselves or others or opportunities, things like that. It's also our perspective, okay, how we look at things. How do we, you know, when we look at different situations, how are we processing that information? And it's also like our motto, you know, how do we, you know, what's our motto for ourselves? You know, what do we really believe about ourselves? What do we kind of hold on to, a phrase or a thought process or a mantra, that type of stuff? Okay, so let's dig in to the basics of mindset. And this is based off of Carol Dweck's work, which again, I'm sure most of you have probably already heard. So fixed mindset is basically where people have a perspective that they were just born this way. There's not really much that they can do to change it. So it's like, well, you know what? I was just never, you know, good at math. You know, I never got the math gene or, you know, something like that. So they tend to give up easily. They get very defensive on feedback. And oftentimes they blame others. Now you may be thinking, wait a second. I kind of have this at times. We all do. None of us are completely one way or the other. But this is basically what a fixed mindset consists of. So you may be thinking, oh, you know, I think about this or I have this perspective on certain parts of myself. That's very typical. On the other hand, we have growth mindset. So believe in importance of, you know, hard work and dedication and all of those kinds of things of being willing to stretch yourself. It's also being persistent. Like, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to tolerate this in my life. I've got to figure out, you know, what the way is to get out of a situation or to make my life better. And I'm going to keep doing it. Another thing is that effort is a must for success. So it's that perspective that, you know, success isn't going to just land on my lap. I really have to go after it. And then feedback is considered an opportunity for growth. So this is not a personal attack, you know, that somebody says something like, you know, you probably should just do things a little differently and you don't take it to heart. You look at it as an objective analysis of what you're doing. And ultimately, and I think the most important one is take responsibility for self. So I think when you look at these two, you probably go, you know, I can see parts of myself in a fixed mindset, but I can probably see a lot of myself in growth mindset. And again, those are very typical. But I think it's interesting to see them kind of side by side because you go, okay, now I can kind of start to look at parts and go, okay, I may be a little fixed on this category, but other places I'm doing really well. So one of the most important things is the messages in our head. You know, what goes on in our head is absolutely vital for our mindset. So a fixed mindset, you know, creates this sort of belief that's on judgment. So everything that you're doing, everything that your client is trying to do is all based upon judgment. Like they don't want to be, you know, seen as being bad or terrible at something. So they are always in that judgment mode as to people are having an opinion about me and I'm fearful for that opinion. On the other hand, a growth mindset is really about change. So when you're doing something, you're looking at it and saying, okay, I'm trying, and I don't know that this is going to be the way to do it, but I'm willing to give it a go. I'm willing to try it up and see what happens. And then ultimately, what you say in your head truly matters. And this is one of the big things is that when we're looking, again, this is all that internal dialogue, what's going on in your head. So the fixed mindset is, you know, oh, they're judging me. Oh, they're, you know, they think I'm terrible. You know, we've all kind of done that in our heads. Oh my goodness, they looked at me that way. They must hate me. You know, those kinds of conversations where the growth mindset's like, you know what? It's okay. I'm trying this. I'm good. Let's give this another go. So what you say in your head truly does matter. And one of the things I always tell my clients, you know, especially when these negative talks in our head, is would you say those very things to your own children? If you don't have children, imagine a close family member that has a child, okay? Would you say those things to that child? You know, you're terrible, or, oh my goodness, I can't believe you did that, or, you know, oh, you just, you're terrible at this. How could you? I know I would not say those to my kids. So when I've had those thoughts in my head, I always stop and go, wait a second. If I said that to my own children, or if somebody else said that to my kids, oh, Mama Bear would show up. So if that's how I feel about what I'm saying to myself, if it was to my children, then why am I allowing that very same thing to be said to myself by yours truly? You know, it's just, that's, and I think when you look at it that way, it's like, wait a second, it is very powerful what we say to ourselves. So one of the things I want to kind of bring to the forefront here is this concept of small thinking and then big thinking. We'll dig into big thinking here in a second. But small thinking is really sadly the norm of our society. Most people, now you know not everybody, but most people have a small thinking mentality. They say things like, well, who am I to do great things? Who am I to have X, Y, and Z? Who am I to, you know, drive this car, go to these places, you know, whatever it happens to be. If you, any kind of a statement that starts off with who am I, you know, to do great things, to be all these things, that's small thinking. You know, and ultimately I think when we, you know, we look back at our lives, just, you know, even from this point backwards, you know, we look at it and we go, wait a second, you know, I've regretted so many things that I didn't do. I missed so many opportunities, okay, because of our small thinking. You know, and it's one of those things that is very disempowering, because when you look back and go, man, you know what, I wish I had done these things, but you know what, I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was worthy enough, or that wasn't for somebody like me. Well, what does that even mean? Somebody like you, right? Why not you? You have every right to it. So to contrast that, we have big thinking. So big thinking is really bold action. You know, it's really what propels us into success. Ultimately, big thinking honors ourselves and it respects all that we are and empowers us to move forward. So big thinking also results in action and then more action and even more action. So we can think of all that we want about success and dreams and money and relationships and all that kind of stuff. But until we have action and consistent action, nothing shifts. But you have to have that big thinking first. So when you're in small thinking, which tends to be on that fixed mindset, it's, well, who am I? Why me? I don't know that I'm good enough. I don't know, or something along those lines. The big thinking says, you know what? It doesn't matter what I've done in the past. It doesn't matter where I come from or my experiences or whatever it happens to be. I have every right to live my life with joy, with passion, with success, and do the things that I want to do. I have every right to that opportunity to go after it. But you have to have that big thinking first in order to go after it. And so that's really the big difference between small thinking and big thinking, is that the small thinking is that cowering down, and the big thinking is that bold action. So next I want to share with you what I call the six core beliefs. And these are ones that I've kind of come up with over time. And I think these encompass, you know, really how to transform mindset. You know, what are the things that we need to do in order to have that mindset that's going to move us forward? Because it's one thing to look at the characteristics of it. You know, what is fixed mindset? What is growth mindset? And those are great to, as baselines to have, but then it's like, okay, how do you do these things? What is it that I need to do in order to help myself have a better mindset, but also how can you transform this information into something that you can help your clients with? So again, these are my, what I call the core beliefs. You know, some people, you know, you take it or leave it, whatever you want, but I think that if you really wrap your head around this, you can see how it can be really like stepping stones to help you transform your mindset and then use the same information to help your clients as well. So the first belief is it possible? And I think this is a really good starting point, because it's a simple question and it's a simple answer, but it's challenging to do. So is it possible? So whatever your goal is it even possible? I mean, if you don't believe it's possible, then it really is a moot point at that level. So this is really that slight distinction that makes a huge difference in how people process the rest of the process to reach their goals. So I want you to think of this as, you know, is sort of, is it possible versus I know I can make it happen. And there's that distinction. And this takes a consistent and repeated awareness. It takes self-talk. It takes visualization. It takes mental nurturing. So when your client, I really want to achieve X, Y, and Z goal. Okay, well, is it that you believe that you can do it or you know you can do it? You just need the help and support and guidance and all that kind of stuff to get to that. So if you think you can do it, or I know that I know that I know that I can do it. It's that difference in that, is it possible? Because if you don't have the I know that I know that I know I can do it, then there's doubt. And if there's doubt, there's going to be a lot of struggle. The second belief is I must own it. Everything is my responsibility when it comes to believing that I will make it to my dream life. Okay, and that's really what I want you to kind of wrap around on this one. Everything is my responsibility. So, for example, I love my business. I've absorbed it into every, you know, kind of key aspect of who I am. If something isn't right, I own it, even if it isn't my fault. So let me give you an example, kind of a tangible one here. So I had, over the last few years, I had two clients that, I won't go into any details because it's stupid drama stuff, but they were, you know, they screwed up on some things and it wasn't my fault, but I own my business. Like I take full ownership, not just, oh, well, my name's on the LLC. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I truly take ownership of every part of my business. So even though that screw up thing was not my fault, I took full ownership of it and I made it right. Because even though it's not my fault, it's my responsibility in my business to make everything right about it because it is all mine. I own it 100%. And so when we talk about ownership, it's not just about whose name is on the bank account or whose name is on the website or anything like that. It's that I truly own every aspect of it. So when we talk about fault and responsibility, it's who owns it, who's holding on to that whole part of it. If you're blaming other people, even if they truly deserve it, and you're giving your power away. When you own every aspect of it, you own all the control of it as well. And sometimes we tend to think control as a negative word. You know, somebody's controlling. But when you think of it from the positive perspective, I control my entire business. So I control every part of my life. So when we take ownership, we take control, and that gives us the power to actually accomplish what we want. Because if we're busy blaming, we're giving power away. Even if it's not our fault, we're giving away that power to somebody else instead of saying, you know what? It's mine. I'm going to own it because now I own it and I can move forward from it. The third belief is I must ignite my own fire. So to build on that whole concept of owning it, I must, you know, it's like you have to also ignite your own fire because no one else will do it for you. Nobody else can, you know, and that's really the thing. A lot of times we'll have clients that'll be, you know, want us to, you know, motivate them and you know, be the sort of that prodding of, you know, them accomplishing their goals. And it's like, no, I'm here to help and support you, and I'll help hold you accountable. But ultimately, you must ignite your own fire. You must go after things yourself. You must motivate yourself. Nobody else can truly do it. So each step that we take in life requires a level of energy, that sort of that ignition and that spark that makes us move. So we don't always feel like igniting our fire, but we have to do it anyway. We have to be willing to overcome our own barriers in order to take those steps forward and light our fire and get us going. And just like everything else takes fuel to move, the fire is that, you know, burns off so we can ignite and, you know, take off like the rocket or whatever analogy you want to use. But it's really, we have to ignite our own fire. So the fourth one, and this is one of my favorite ones, is I must open my hand to give before I can expect to receive. And this is based upon generosity, and it's a key principle of mastering your mindset. So when you think about somebody who is, let's say, greedy, right? Because we can kind of use that as a common experience or common analogy. Somebody who's greedy tends to have a closed, you know, clench their fist, right? To hold on to their money, right? So if you have a closed, you know, clenched fist, that's like, you know, ready to punch somebody. That's not ready to be generous and be loving and giving. And so we must open our hands first so that we can give. And while our hand is open, only then can we receive. So when you think about that clenched fist, it's not open to receive. So we have to be willing to put our hand up and to give before we can accept to receive. And this opening up is very symbolic. It's about thinking bigger. Because when I'm in when I'm being generous, and I'm not talking about for show, I'm talking about when you're generous from your heart. And and generosity is not just about money. It's about your time, your talent, your blessings, you know, the skills that you have, whatever it is, whatever you have to give to any particular situation or any person or whatever it happens to be. It's that idea of I'm opening up my hand because I want to give to you something because I want to be a blessing to you. And only when that happens are we open to receive those greater blessings, the greater accomplishments. So if you have somebody who's very selfish and very greedy and those kinds of things, that's on that fixed mindset. You know, I'm not good enough to be giving my stuff away because, you know, it's mine and I don't want to be judged on it and things like that. So it's very closed off. Being generous and having your hand open is very, you know, it's a much bigger action. It's opening up who you are. And when you think about it, every successful person has been generous with their time, their resources, their talents. You know, I don't care who it is. There's always some type of, you know, donations that they do, you know, some type of philanthropic thing, whether it's on the high level of, you know, the elite, you know, millionaires and billionaires and whatever, or even the local level where it's, you know, people who maybe at your church or your community or wherever it happens to be, donate time, donate services, donate whatever they have, because they're in that generous mode. They're giving that open up. They're opening up themselves to give. And when they give, then they receive. So to kind of piggyback on that, not only does the mindset of gratitude exemplify the growth of an individual, but what you exude is just as vital. Okay. So what we send out, and we send out what we want to receive. So our nervous system is connected in so many ways that we're just understanding. When we send out, you know, in part, it's part of our nervous system, the vibes that we give off. And I'm sure you've been around somebody where there's just negativity around them. And it's not that they've said anything or they've done anything that makes you feel that way. It's just that something about them. That's our nervous system. Those are our, you know, our vibes or whatever, you know, tech or whatever word you want to use. But the key is that that's part of how we give off who we are. And so when we're talking about somebody who is really trying to accomplish big things, and again, that big thinking and they're going after their goals, what they send out is so important because that's what they're going to get back. So if they're sending out this, you know what, life is possible. My goals are well within reach. And I'm so happy that I have this opportunity to learn and grow and make myself better and accomplish things that I never thought possible. That's excitement. That's positivity. Those are the vibes that people give out. If somebody's in that mode of, you know, well, everybody's out to get me or nobody, you know, nobody wants to give me an opportunity and everybody's miserable or everybody's in the negativity, right? It just makes you kind of cower down because it's so negative. It's heavy. And so again, we have to look at it from that perspective of what we send out is what we wish to receive. So if you want to receive positivity and growth and opportunity and support and love and respect from people around you so that you can accomplish those things that you want, you have to be putting it out there yourself. So we have a large part about, we have a large we have a choice in large part about what we give off. The power of the mindset is ultimately the power to decide. So you get to decide, are you going to send out positive vibes or are you going to send out negative? What do you want to receive back? Because you'll never get anything positive by sending out negative stuff. And just think about it this way. If you were to go to somebody and say, you know, you're a really terrible person, give me a hug. Like, that's not going to happen, right? You wouldn't, if somebody came up to you and said that, you wouldn't give them a hug, right? You'd be like, no way, go away from me. People repel that. Same thing is that if you walked up to somebody and said, you know what, I think you're absolutely wonderful and I'm so proud of you and, you know, you're doing a great job. Can I have a hug? Well, that's welcoming. So it's that same idea. And the last belief is, I must act now. Okay, so our mindsets can be, you know, as growth oriented as it wants to be, but without any action, it's not going to happen. So I was going to say that delayed action is, you know, is this type of procrastination, which is willful action against ourselves. So let me say that one again. Delayed action or inaction is ultimately a form of procrastination, which is willful action against ourselves. So action must happen right now. What does that actually mean though? It's like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do right this moment? So let me give you an example. If we were to set out the intention to build our net worth to $1 million, okay, just something, you know, as an example here, we can't act in this moment to go and, you know, poof, make $1 million in the next second. But what we can do is take the first steps towards that. So let's use this example as your client. It says, you know what, I really want to go, my goal is to make, you know, is to have a net worth of $1 million, you know, in the next 2 years or whatever that time frame is. So what we help our clients do is actually take those first steps towards it. So for each person, obviously each step is going to be different, but some of the things that you could have your client do is start a budget, maybe cut some spending, you know, invest some money, you know, set up an appointment with a financial advisor, cut up their credit cards. There's always something people can do. And that's really the key. What happens is that people go, well, you know, I don't even know where to start, or I'm not even sure what to do. Or let's say, you know, your client's in a different time zone and, you know, it's 8 o'clock at night for them. And they're going, well, everything's closed right now. Like, you know, who am I supposed to reach out to right now? It's 8 o'clock. Well, you know what? Go online, find some financial advisors in your area and make appointments with them. You know, go and write down your financial goals. Like, what does $1 million actually mean for you? Like, what do you have to do? You have to pay off your house. You have to pay off your credit cards. You have to do this. What are those steps? So there's plenty of things that as the goal is set, there's so much action that can be done immediately. And what this does is it nurtures that goal, because it's not like, okay, well, you know what, next week I'll set up an appointment. No, go right now online, find 3 financial advisors, email them, or, you know, fill out their contact form, whatever it is, and get appointments set with them, at least 3 of them, so you can have different conversations and, you know, figure out which ones you like, whatever, and take that action right now. Then after you've done that, go and cut up your credit cards, you know, whatever it happens to be. So again, taking that immediate action gets people in that mode of working towards that right in the beginning while they're still ignited, while there's still that excitement and passion, because once they start taking action, they will keep taking action. When they get stagnant, then it's easier to remain stagnant. So unless your client is actually starting to take action, like, okay, you know what, as soon as we get off the line, I want you to make sure you go and find those financial advisors and write down your, you know, the goals and what it's actually going to take to make that net worth of $1 million. So the key is to do something, and then to do something again and again and again. So you must act in order to have your growth mindset actually put into action. Because we can dream and think and be positive about lots of things, but unless we're willing to take action, then it really does nothing other than maybe makes us a little happy on the inside, but doesn't actually produce any kind of a result. So I want to share with you a new course that was just released here on the 1st. And it is called Masterful Mindset, which is the basis of this call. We'll just kind of give you a little tidbit, a little taste of what mindset is and a little bit of what we go over through the course. But ultimately, Masterful Mindset is about, it's really the coaching blueprint that helps our clients truly love themselves, break the money struggles, and achieve whole person wellness and transformation. And I kind of came up with that because I really wanted to be this very applicable to so many areas that we cover as coaches, because we know that, you know, when our clients come to us with one particular goal, a lot of times it piggybacks onto other things. And so it's important when we look at mindset that we cover a lot of areas of life and not just one particular area. Money is a huge one, and we definitely dig into that, but it's important that we look at the whole person as well. So I just want to kind of give you a little hint on this, that the Masterful Mindset, if you ever had a course with Dr. Jim Focolo, he passed away a few years ago. But this course is actually, thought up after him. It's in honor of him. Masterful Mindset was actually his business name. He was my personal coach. He was my first instructor at ILCT when I went through. He was also a personal friend. And so this is in honor of his work, I kind of carried that torch and brought it forward. And so if you're familiar with him, this is some of his work that you will see through this course. But I just want to give you a quick overview to understand what's covered in the course so that you have an idea what we go over. So the first module, we really dive into the brain. And the brain is really important when it comes to mindset. There's so many connections to it. And so it's really one of those things that's super important to understand. And then we go into the continuum of the mindset, because I don't believe that there's two buckets, if you will. And then we dive into lenses, which is really important. And then the second module is mindset, self-love, and the six core beliefs. So I went over these six core beliefs. We dig deeper into that into the course, but I wanted to give you the overview on that, because I think those are some really tangibles that you can take with you with your clients and apply them right now. So I thought that was the best one to kind of give you that good nugget of mindset stuff that you can use there. And then in module three, we cover fear, which is the big F word in coaching. And as I've worked with so many, coach students that every time I guarantee you every time there's the word fear comes up. And so it's really the poison, but there is an antidote to the poison. So we dive into that. And then we go into money mindset. And I think this is one of the biggest areas that people struggle with, because no matter what people present out in public, no matter what car they're driving, the house they live in, all that kind of stuff, most people struggle with a money mindset. So I'm going to help you shift that relationship and help you shift it with your clients as well. And then the last module is wellness and how our mindsets are absolutely vital to the whole wellness aspect of it, that how our mindsets connect to what we eat and connect to how we feel and connect to the exercises that we do and how our clients connect with all of that. So I want to thank you so much for your time, and I will go ahead and now open it up for questions. So I'm not sure, Amy, how you want to handle the questions, if you want to unmute the line or you want to do the raising of the hand or however it works. I'm game to whatever. Anybody? Let me see here. I don't think I can unmute people.
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi there.
This is Jennifer, and I have a question.
Sure.
I was going through, and apparently I missed one of the six core beliefs. I've got the Is It Possible, Own It, Ignite My Fire, Act Now, Opening Up. I missed one somewhere.
Okay, let's go.
If you could clarify which one I might have missed.
Let's go back here, because so we have Is It Possible?
And then, Is It Possible, mm-hmm. Own It, Ignite My Fire.
Uh-huh. Open.
Opening up.
Or generosity is probably an easier way. And then send out what you wish to receive.
Okay, that's what I missed.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Okay, so Gail, you put in that it is the cost. I believe it's $400 for the course. And then Susie, you asked, we get a copy of the recording. Amy, I mean, it is recorded, so I'm sure somehow, somewhere it'll be available. Okay, so yeah, she'll be sending it out after the call. Any other questions?
This is Amber. I don't have any experience yet with taking the online self-directed courses. Mm-hmm. So being that it's a 10-hour course, is it each module is an hour, or how does that work?
Great question. Thank you for asking that. So there's a number of components that make up the 10 hours. There's the actual recordings. Then there is the book mindset that is part of the required reading. And then there are questions, and there's also a workbook. So the workbook, I think, is about 70 pages. So that's what combined all to make up those 10 hours. Now, the recordings themselves, I think the shortest one I was about 25 minutes, and I think the longest one is probably about 45 to 50 minutes. I don't remember exactly what those are, but approximately those times. So there's five module recordings. So those take up, again, about 45 minutes on average for each one. And then you have the reading, and then you have a workbook, and then you have a place where you answer some questions. And I'm always available by email too. So those who've taken my courses before know I am really good about responding. So it's self-directed, but again, if you have any questions in between, a simple email, and I'm there. I'm really good about that.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
I think if I just speak, you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yay.
I've not done this before. My name is Glenna, and I'm just so, I was thrilled to hear what you were saying. I'm actually a psychotherapist, but I want to transition into life coaching.
Awesome.
Because I feel like I'm missing things in my personal life. I've been stuck for a long time, mm-hmm. and I'm wanting to get off the, as I've called it, merry-go-round for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really seeing that what the coaching philosophy offers is just what I need. And I am so thrilled. And this is my first exposure, except things that I've read here and there online. So just these beliefs were very interesting. And so I don't know, is there anything that you, and I don't, and lots, actually there's lots of confusing information out there for someone like me. I don't want to start from ground zero because I've got a lot of experience mm-hmm. and, you know, education already. But what does your company, I forget the name of it, WEBC or something like that. What do you guys, what might you have for someone like me?
Okay, so it's ILCT, the Institute for Life Coach Training.
Okay. What is it called? ELCT?
ILCT.
IL. Oh, okay.
Institute Life Coach Training.
Okay, thanks.
So, sure thing. So what I would recommend you do is call Ellen. And she is the dean of students, and she is absolutely amazing. Like I always say, she's like amazing because she's fabulous and amazing at the same time. So, I remember the first time I spoke with her, and I just absolutely fell in love with her. All these, you know, and here we are all these years later. So, but absolutely, you know, reach out to her, and then she can guide you. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of therapists that come in and want to transition into coaching. So that is definitely her expertise, and she's got her PhD as well. So I'm sure she can relate to you a lot on that. So I would recommend talking to her, and then she can guide you as to what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. And then this course that you're talking about today, does that have a certain time that it starts? And maybe I missed that. You spoke it already, or is it one that's kind of on a rolling basis, or you start when you want to?
It's self-paced, so you can start when you want. It was released on the 1st, so yesterday was the first day it was available mm-hmm. To enroll, but I mean, you can enroll at any time.
Okay. Yeah.
And just to
thanks.
Just to give you feedback too, I think you say your name is Warren. I'm actually a therapist too at LCSW, and I started the ILCT program. And uh-huh. if you come in, like I have my master's in social work and I'm licensed by my state. So yeah. I'm doing the BCC track. So if you look on their website, they have a link it says like specialty courses, and it tells you if you already have certain things, the track that you can start on, since we're coming through experience. So if you're like a LPC, which just changed over to like LM something something, then there's like a different route you take. But if you're coming from like a social science and a different route, then it's like 60 hours. LPCs, there's like 30 hours. So it has like an outline. Oh, but I would say I love the program, though. I'm about to finish my foundational class, and it's an awesome program to transition from the therapist mindset to the coaching mindset.
So you took the foundation class. Okay. Oh, that's
right. So
great.
You start with that, and then you can start taking the electives that you need based off of the program route that you have to take.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling me that, because you're saying online, look for the specialty courses in the BCC track. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, it'll tell you the route that you need to take based off of their courses.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Amber, for chiming in. I appreciate that. It's always good to have people who, have that fresher perspective on things. So thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay.
I just want to ask you my last
question. Please.
No, go ahead. What was the name of the person that you said did a lot of work with this that was your coach mentor?
Oh, it was Dr. Jim Vacolo.
And did he write books?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he had one or two. I don't remember. It's been a while, but I'm pretty sure he did. Amy, maybe you remember, but I don't. I'm pretty sure he did, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
Gotcha.
I'm going to check the resources section on our website, and because I think you're right. I think he did have a couple books. I'll put a link in the chat box.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
I thought of another question, if it's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At the beginning, Michelle, you mentioned someone's name, Carol Dweck, or something like that.
Yes.
And I wonder if you could spell that so I could look her up.
Absolutely. So her first name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, and then her last name is Dweck, and it's D-W-E-C-K.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, great. And so the ideas you presented came from something she wrote?
Yes, she wrote a book called Mindset.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she was I think she's still at Stanford. She's a researcher up at Stanford or an instructor or something like that at Stanford.
Okay,